Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Thank you so much for joining me. It's going to be a great day. Today is episode number 424, and I think we have a great show for you today. We have in the studio with us Dee Anders. She is the CEO and Executive Director for Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Ohio, which is a nonprofit organization that supports the Ronald McDonald House and other programs benefiting children in the community. All right. Hey, Dee, thank you so much for being on my show.
Thanks for having me.
This is awesome. Before I forget, a couple things I want people to know. You can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. Go to my office Facebook page and like us. That would be great. But here's something we want you to remember throughout the entire show. It's called www.votecoachmata.com. Right?
That's correct. Vote okay. Every day.
Tell me about this.
We are actually in a contest with Coach Mata. It's a online contest that folks can go on and vote every day. Actually, you can use every email account you have and
really?
Vote for him. Absolutely. If you have two email accounts, vote twice each day.
Okay.
And at the end of the contest, which would be March 13th, the winning coach, there were 48 coaches involved in the contest to begin with. We're down to 16.
Okay.
The winning coach will be able to grant $100,000 to the charity of his choice. And we are actually the charity of choice for Coach Mata.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So it's votecoachmata.com.
Correct.
It's going to potentially raise $100,000 for Ronald McDonald House and the charities of Central Ohio.
That's correct.
And you guys won last year, right?
Well, last year we had a little bit of a timeout because we had won the year previous.
Oh, they make
to
you
that.
Wait to sit out.
Yeah, so if you win, you get to sit out a year.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, 2 years ago we won, and then actually the year before that even we won. So,
okay, that's why they put you in the timeout chair.
Yeah, they put us in timeout. So we're back. But right now we're trailing to Michigan.
That's awful.
That's correct. That's awful.
We can't have that.
That's right. That's not a good thing in the state of Ohio.
Okay, I voted this morning and it was Coach Beeline. Is it Beeline or Beeline?
Beeline.
Beeline. He had 30%.
Right.
And Coach Thadmata had 19%.
That's right. We're getting beat right now, so yeah. We need all the help that we can get.
Okay, so if you're listening, remember that. VoteCoachMata.com. We want you to send this to all your friends, put it out in your social media, that everybody needs to vote every day with every email address that you have.
That's correct. And on the 29th, it resets that there will be four coaches that go to the final four.
Okay.
We're hoping to be in that final four.
So it's like it starts all fresh.
Everything starts fresh.
Oh,
so.
Okay, good. As long as we're in the top four for now.
That's right.
Okay, and then we have to kick their butt. Well,
absolutely.
We have to make sure we're in the top four.
That's right. We have to get to the top four first, and that ends on the 28th. Then it starts over on the 29th, and
okay. You
got to vote like crazy.
Okay. Sounds good. So tell me a little bit about Ronald McDonald House and the other charities. I thought this was just to raise money for the house, but apparently you also do other things.
We do. We do other programs as well for children and their families. Our signature program, of course, is the Ronald McDonald House.
Right.
And in Central Ohio, we're the largest house in the world.
Wow.
We can house 137 families each and every night.
Wow. 137
yeah.
families?
It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Wow, that's bigger than a lot of hotels, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
Wow.
It's because of the great medical care here in Central Ohio that children and their families receive is why we're so large. Even cities like New York and Chicago, our house is much, much larger than those houses.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what do the families pay for their stay?
Nobody's required to pay anything to stay with us.
Okay.
So if a family would like to make a donation for their stay, they're welcome to do that, but it doesn't require that.
So the budget must be huge to be able to offer. I mean, I didn't know anything about it until we started talking. Not that I didn't know anything about it. I knew what the average person knows. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at pictures. Actually, they're live now on UstreamTV.com, and they'll later be live on TheReasonsWeSmile.com. But I'm looking at these going, wow, I mean, this looks like a hotel, but yet it looks like home.
Right.
This is really cool.
Which is exactly what we try to do. You know, we want it to be your home away from home. So we have space in the house that, if you were in your own home, you might have, you know, there's a place for families to exercise. There's a large kitchen where they can come together and talk. We don't want folks to just go to their room and stay there. They're already in a tough situation.
Right.
So we don't want them to go to their room and be depressed about what's going on. We want them to get out in the house and talk to other families who might be experiencing some of the same things that they're experiencing.
Do they spend much time in the house, or do they spend most of their time in their hospital room of their sick child?
It's a mix,
maybe,
but
like
most of the time during the day,
yes,
they're at the hospital while the child's awake and, you know, doctors are making rounds. But in the evening, 10 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, the house is pretty full. Folks will come back to the house and they'll have a meal. We have volunteer groups that come in and make meals each and every night for the families, so they don't have to worry about where they're going to get their meal that
day. Wow, food's provided too?
Absolutely. It's amazing, the generosity in this town.
Wow, that's awesome. That's really, and I noticed you have what looks like an outdoor barbecue area.
We do.
There's one area that I saw that looks, it has lawn chairs. It almost looks like the top deck of a cruise ship.
We do. We have it. It kind of does look
Cruise
like
Columbus.
That. Yeah. We do. We have a rooftop garden.
Okay.
We don't do any gardening up there, but it's just a nice, quiet place for families to go and relax. They're pretty stressed out when they're with us, so we just wanted some quiet space for them to reflect.
Okay.
But it's up on the top of the building. It's very, very cool. You can go up there, and then you can see all of downtown from the roof, and it's just beautiful.
Wow.
We have a splash pad, so in the summer, the families and the kids can run through the fountains.
Wow.
We have, you know, a playground area. We have little playhouses. We just try to make it a great place for families to be when they're not at the hospital.
Well, no wonder it takes so much money to run this thing.
Actually, we're pretty efficient. Our budget's about $3.7 million.
Really?
And when you think about running a mid-sized hotel, it's really not a lot. We rely very heavily on volunteers.
I was going to say, that has to be because of your volunteerism.
Yeah. Volunteers cook at the house. They clean the house. They do the laundry. They even do the maintenance of the house. So it's pretty spectacular.
Well, we'll have to talk a little bit about the volunteers when we come back. But what we want to do now is let me see here. Oh, no, we have a couple more minutes. So the thing I'm thinking about is, okay, you have a sick child. You don't know that this child is going to actually stay and stay and stay and stay until after they've been in the hospital for 4 or 5 or 7 days, right?
Correct.
So nobody expects to be staying at Ronald McDonald House until all of a sudden they're there. They're almost living out of their car in their kid's room. So who identifies the families, or how does this come together? You know what I mean?
Like, right.
Yeah.
Right.
They've been hanging out in the room, and all of a sudden they realize we probably need
a place to stay.
Yeah.
We work pretty closely with the hospitals, and what some folks think that we only work with Nationwide Children's Hospital, but we actually work with every hospital in Central Ohio. So you may have had a baby at Riverside or one of the other adult hospitals in town, and the baby's just not quite ready to go home with you.
Okay.
You are eligible to stay at the house as well. You know, somebody might be receiving treatment for cancer at the James. Their family is welcome to stay with us.
Wow, I did not know that.
Absolutely. So
Those hospitals will call you guys?
They will call their social workers or their teams of nurses will call us and say, I have a family that needs a place to stay. And as long as the family has a referral from the hospital, they can come and stay with us.
Okay.
We've had families from all 50 states in 2015 and 18 different countries in 2015.
All in 1 year?
All in 1 year.
Wow.
And we're on track to do the same.
Wow, that is awesome. Let's talk about how did you get involved with this? I know that I didn't finish reading your bio, but You are responsible for raising the charity's visibility and increasing the programs and services offered to the community. You used to hold a role of development officer for the charity, and so then you were elevated, I guess, right?
Correct.
And you played an integral part in increasing the charity's presence while significantly increasing fundraising, including operating the most successful McDonald's All-American High School basketball games in 2010, raising over $1 million from a single event in Columbus. I'm jealous. No, I think it's great what you're doing.
Because you didn't come to the games or why?
No, because I'm trying to put together a free dental event called Team Smile.
Correct.
And we need about $15,000. We already have $10,000 and we're struggling to do that. But this is what you're doing is awesome, but this is great. So anyway, that's why I'm jealous.
Oh.
But we're both doing great things, so it's keep doing what you're doing. We do need to go to a break, but what we do first is we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and we're going to do that now. But we want you to remember that $100,000 can go to Ronald McDonald House if Thad Mata wins the Infinity Coaches Challenge. And the way we do that is we go to www.votecoachmata.com. And vote for Coach Mata, okay? Remember that. All right, but before we do the contest, we would like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Come on and smile, it's a fact. When you do, you always get one back. It's the little things that make this life worthwhile. Come on and smile.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, my guest today is Dee Anders, the CEO and Executive Director of Ronald McDonald House Charities. One of her primary responsibilities is to raise money to fund the vital mission of supporting families who have very sick children hospitalized in local hospitals. Between now and March 13th, we can all play a role in helping to raise $100,000 for the house by doing what? Is it A, go to votecoachmata.com and vote for Coach Mata? Is it B, go to votecoachmata.com and vote for Coach Mata? Is it C, go to votecoachmata.com and vote for Coach Mata? Or is it D, all of the above? All right? The winner is going to receive free flowers from Weistember Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuuesday afternoon. The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile Radio and Roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko!
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Brush your teeth, keep them looking clean and bright. Brush, 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 brush your teeth, every day and every night.
All right, we're doing Dr. Kavicko's question of the day. We have Betty, Mike, Joan, and Sarah on the line, and let's go to line one because we rolled the dice and it came up number one. Sarah, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Kavicko. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling in. Hey, what is the answer to today's Dr. Kavicko's question of the day?
It's D, of the above.
That's correct. Are you going to go and vote for Coach Mata?
Yep.
Okay, and you do it every day, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and tell all of your friends.
Okay.
That'd be awesome. Okay, Sarah, we'll stay on the line because we have to get these information how to get you the flowers from Vi Stember, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavicko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode 424. And today in the studio with me is Dee Anders of Ronald McDonald House Charities. And so before the break, we're talking about how you raised $1 million at one event, which is awesome. And what else do you do to raise the other $2.7 million?
Well, the All-American Games was a one-time event in 2010, so we actually work all year round to raise funds for all of our budget. But we have organizations that do fundraisers for us, which is very, very generous, and we're grateful for that. We have a couple special events at the house. We have a golfing event.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a Sporting Clays event. We have all kinds of things. We do contests like VoteForCoachMata.com. We have folks that just make general donations to the house.
Well, that's really neat. It's neat that the Matas have decided to make this their charity, isn't it?
It is. They're very special to us.
They are just nice people in general.
They are genuinely nice people.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. They just see Coach Mata, but Barb is awesome.
Yes.
Just so generous with her time and everything, and just so nice to everybody. It's just amazing. You wonder how Coach landed her.
I don't know. She's a gem.
He's a nice person, too. Don't get me wrong.
He is.
But I would say he married above his pay grade, not the reverse, wouldn't you? We shouldn't go there. But anyway, no.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you do that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So now, is there ever a waiting list? Do you ever have, like, all the rooms taken? What happens?
We do have waiting lists from time to time, which is unfortunate. But we work with the hospital to make sure that folks have some place to stay.
Okay.
And we kind of take a look at each situation and, you know, can they stay in the hospital a night while they wait for a room at the house to open up? Or is it necessary to get them a hotel for the evening if they might have a sibling with them? And when the house opens up and we can get folks in, we do that right away.
Okay. That's now, you mentioned, or we've talked about a care van. What is that? A care mobile?
We have the Ronald McDonald House Charities Care Mobile, and it's a traveling medical unit.
Medical, okay.
Yes,
because you know they have a dental one too.
Well, we would love to have a dental one.
There's one that it's the Ramos
Cleveland.
Rainbow and Babies
yes.
Children's Hospital in Cleveland.
That's correct.
Yeah, and you would like one down here, huh?
We would love to have one to service this area.
Okay.
So that's kind of on our wish list to do, but currently we have a medical care mobile, and it travels around to areas where children otherwise wouldn't be seeing a pediatrician.
Oh, okay.
And
this is to prevent them ever having to become a resident of the house to maybe keep them healthy.
That's the goal of the care mobile. You know, they do well child checks, or they might do physicals, or sometimes specialty checks. And if a doctor sees something that they want to send that child on to a different specialist, they will refer them and make sure they get the care that they need.
Okay, and so how does somebody request that?
So the care mobile goes to many, many different communities, and to request that the care mobile comes to your location, you can just call the Ronald McDonald House at 227-3700.
And these days we have to do the 614.
614, yes.
614,
or you can call the hospital as well.
Okay.
Nationwide Children's Hospital.
Okay. Give that number again.
214-227-3700.
3700 if you would like the care mobile to visit your area.
That's correct.
Okay. And they will examine children. Where do the children usually come from? Is it usually a school, a church group, Boys and Girls Club?
All of the above. We have a doctor from Nationwide Children's Hospital on board, and they will make arrangements with either a school. They work very closely with school nurses or any sort of a club, like you mentioned, or churches. Sometimes they'll go to daycares, wherever the need may be.
I see. You know, I'd really like to take a tour of this house now that I've seen all these pictures. Can we arrange that?
Absolutely. We'd love to have you out to the house.
Okay. Yeah, because I want to come and we'll take some pictures, and maybe we'll do another show in a week or two, and that way we can like keep the word out about trying to help raise this $100,000 now that you guys are out of timeout.
Yeah. Yeah, we're out of the timeout.
If you weren't listening earlier, because Coach Mata won a couple of years ago, wasn't allowed to win last year, so he wasn't even allowed to be a part of it. But this year, they're back in, and we're competing with John Beilein of Michigan.
Right. Okay. We're hoping he's out next year, too. If we win this year, you have to sit out a year, so let's keep him out next year, too.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. So it looks like it's time to go to another break. When we come back, I have so many more questions, and we'll get to those in a minute. Again, we're with Dee Anders of Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Ohio.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigart. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Strangers just a friend you don't know. Maybe you can lose as long as you use that smile. Maybe you can lose as long as you use that smile.
All right, we're back. If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. We have Dee Anders in the studio with us. She is the CEO and Executive Director for Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Ohio. And Dee, off the air, we were talking about another way that people can help to donate to help you guys raise money. Tell me about that.
We have another program. It's our vehicle donation program. And it's another way that folks can support us with an asset that they want to get rid of anyway.
Okay.
You can give us a car, a boat, a tractor, any of those things. We'll come and pick it up and you get a donation.
Really? So even if it doesn't run?
Even if it doesn't run, we'll take it.
Okay.
Even if your neighbor has a car sitting in their driveway that you'd like to see go by, give us a call. We'll come and get it.
In the middle of the night when they're not.
Well, now, of course, we're going to need permission.
And a title.
Right.
All they have to do is sign the title over to you.
That's correct.
And you take care of everything else.
That's right.
Even notarization? Do you have a notary that comes?
We do. We have notarization. We'll even help transfer the title. If somebody has lost the title, we'll help with that work.
Oh, that sounds neat.
Yeah.
That sounds neat.
So folks can just call... 855.
Is it 855?
855. It's a toll-free number. They can do this anywhere in the country, too. So 855-CARS-HELP. And if you're in California and you call 855-CARS-HELP, you'll be helping the Ronald McDonald House in California.
Okay.
If you're in Ohio, if you're in Columbus, which we'd love for you to do, call 855-CARS-HELP.
And based on where you live, who gets the money?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, that's really neat. Now, what is the average stay for a family in your house?
In our house, the average is about 8 or 9 nights.
Okay.
It bounces back and forth 8 to 9 nights.
That's not as bad as I thought. Now, what's the longest stay?
You know, believe it or not, we've had families about 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about how that turned your life upside down, to be away from half of your family and be out of your house for 2 years, it's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope they had happy endings. I imagine some of them do.
They did, absolutely.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, that family had a happy ending.
Oh, good. That's great. And again, we want everybody to go to votecoachmata.com to raise $100,000 for the Ronald McDonald House Charities. And Okay, now you have all these volunteers, and I'm just wondering, are the volunteers maybe people recently retired? Are they young people? Are there school groups that have to do service? What is it?
It's a mix. Depending on the time of day, we staff from 9 to 9 with volunteers. And as you can imagine, different demographics come at different times during the day. But it's a great mix. And it's really kind of interesting and cool to see younger folks working with college kids. And there's business groups that come in, church groups, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, just neighborhood friends that come together. It's just pretty incredible to see.
You have to staff it, though. You said it's open 9 to 9, but there are people there 24 hours a day, which means there has to be somebody there 24 hours a day.
That's correct. We have staff on site 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Except for this year, 366.
Right.
Or do they get that day off?
Nope. We're open.
And I think in 2020, you'll have to staff the extra day, too.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why.
That's
I know
okay.
that.
Yeah, why do you know that?
Because I have nothing better to do, because I have all this free time on my hands. So, okay. Now, and by the way, I have a motorhome that I'm equipping with dental equipment. So it's funny that you guys are looking for a dental care van, and I have one.
You have one.
Well, all I need is, I have some equipment, I need more, and I want to do something, maybe a couple weekends a month or something, and go out and do events. So maybe we can talk off the air about that. I'll show you a picture or something.
Absolutely.
Because I do this Dentistry from the Heart event at my office, and we set it up outside as well. And we actually have the Mount Carmel Mobile Healthcare van, and we did have the Ronald McDonald Mobile Dental van, the one that is up in Cleveland. We had them come down a couple of years, which was very nice of them to do. And then we also do this thing called Team Smile, which is what I'm trying to work with, actually the Modas, to... we partner with teams, and then the kids come and they get free dental care. About 230 get dental care in one day. But what we need is a venue. We need a 5,000 square foot space to be able to hold it. And it's usually at the venue of the sports team, so that they come, the players come, and they sign some autographs and shake some hands and basically teach the kids how important it is to have dental care. You know, it makes it important to them. So the Modas are on board. All I need is the venue right now to do it.
Cool.
But we're having trouble because we can't, ever since the Nationwide Arena, it was sold, you know, and now it's owned by the county. Like the Blue Jackets aren't allowed to let us use it for free, and the county or whoever owns it wants to charge us $10,000. And they control both of them. So, but anyway, yeah, we'll have to talk and see. Is there anything, since we're just about out of time and we have about 2 minutes, what would you want the parting thought to be, both about Ronald McDonald House and the Coach's Challenge?
Well, of course, vote CoachMata.com. That's a priority. Make sure you do that today and every day. But just always remember, if you have some extra time, you want to come down and see the Ronald McDonald House. We love to give people tours and show the house and how they can get involved. We'd love to have more volunteers come from this program.
Yeah.
Just give us a call and we'll get you signed up. It's a great place to be, and the folks that we help at the house are so grateful for anything that we do for them. But I just want people to know how special this community is, too, to make sure that this house is open to all.
Yeah, you must really like your job. Because,
I love it.
Yeah, because what I've found is when you give back, you run into some very nice people along the way. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely the best.
Yeah, yeah. It's and that's why I do those charities that I do. I'll be the most tired I've ever been and yet the most fulfilled.
Right.
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay, well, it looks like we are out of time. So what I want to do is let me just tell you a little bit about next week's show. Next week, I will have live in the studio with me again. In this case, it'll be Dr. Oswick, a dentist in Chagrin Falls, Ohio. He's going to be speaking about the awesome brand of dentistry he practices. Mm-hmm. So make sure you tune in. And we are going to put together a tour. So in a week or two, we're going to have, somebody will be in the studio with me and we'll be doing some interviews. So we're going to talk about Ronald McDonald House and the Coach's Challenge again. But anyway, be sure to join me next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.